Here begins Barbie Spy Squad, narrated by Kristen King for Saga Egmont. It was a big day at the gymnasium. Top gymnasts from around the world were competing in the championship qualifying trials. The onlookers cheered as a lone gymnast swooped through the air, executing a perfect backflip round-off triple twist combination.
"For a team of one, Patricia's pretty stiff competition," exclaimed Barbie's roommate Renee.
"Her margin for error is infinitesimal," moaned their other teammate Teresa.
"You know what that means," Barbie said.
"Pandora's Pyramid."
Pandora's Pyramid was a sequence of twists and jumps that ended with Barbie performing a triple somersault onto Teresa's and Renee's shoulders. The girls began their routine. Barbie could feel herself getting more and more nervous. Instead of completing the pyramid, Barbie somersaulted through the air, missed her last rotation, and landed with a thud on the mat.
"Ugh," Barbie said after the trial. "I totally psyched myself out."
"Don't be so hard on yourself," Teresa told her. "We still qualified for the championship finals." Just then, Renee's phone beeped.
"Auntie Zoe just invited us to a picnic to celebrate getting into the finals."
The girls followed Auntie Zoe's directions. As they sat down for their picnic, a sign behind them suddenly slid open, revealing a secret entrance.
"Let's go check it out," said Barbie.
Inside, they discovered a secret headquarters filled with blinking screens and high-tech equipment.
"Welcome to 13, the International Intelligence and Innovation Agency," called a familiar voice.
It was Auntie Zoe. She was the head of 13 and had decided to recruit the girls as secret agents.
Renee gasped. "I can't."